You're listening to the SCAC Football Podcast. Today I'm joined by SCAC Men's Football Defensive Player of the Week, Senior Defensive End Brian Jackson of Birmingham Southern. And Brian, first of all, thanks for joining us today.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Brian, let's get to it. This past weekend you were on the road facing Swanee. You guys trailed 21-7 halfway through the third quarter. Where was your team at, and how were the Panthers able to put together the comeback that you guys eventually did?
Well, we had a slow start. We should have played better really in the first half. Swanee has gotten a lot better since they were last year, and they came out with a lot of confidence, and they threw that triple option attack at us, and it was a little hard to adjust to it. We have a lot of confidence as a team, and we knew that we should have won that game coming in, so we kind of just kept grinding and kept pushing, and then that showed in the second half we were able to come back.
Individually, Ryan, from your defensive end position, outstanding game, 11 tackles, 6 solos, a sack, a tackle and a half for a loss. Just talk about your performance and how you're able to play so well on Saturday.
Well, it's playing against that kind of offense is kind of fun. We change up the defense a little bit and stand the ends up. And so it feels a little bit more like playing linebacker, I guess, and kind of gives the opportunity to run all over the field and make plays in places where you wouldn't normally. So I had a lot of fun doing it. I enjoyed it.
Well, you mentioned Swanee and their new option wishbone wing T style of offense. As a defense, what makes what do the Purple Tigers do that make it tough to defend, especially on just a week's preparation when most teams obviously aren't playing that option style?
Right. Well, it's a discipline kind of defense. Everyone's got an assignment they have to go for. The real problem is that it's just so hard to simulate the week prior. You have scout team guys that are trying to do it for you, but they can't do it nearly as well. They're not as practiced, and they're not as fast, and all that kind of stuff. So you kind of get the basic idea beforehand, but then you actually get in the game, and everything's going faster, and they've got full head of steam, and they're confident, and so it kind of just changes. And that was evident. It took us. But it feels like the first half to really kind of settle down and start playing more aggressively. So,
Brian, senior year, as I mentioned, the Panthers are off to a 4-0 start, 1-0 in conference play. Just talk about the importance of getting off to a good start in conference, as you guys did this past weekend against Swanee, especially knowing now that Birmingham Southern, having gone through all that reclassification in NCAA, you guys have a shot at moving on to postseason this year.
Right. Well, I think the biggest thing for us, we expected it to be 4-0 at this point. But one of the more interesting things has just been the way that we've been able to do it. We played a really good Huntington team and came back and won that in overtime. And then, even though I feel like, if we could have played better against Swanee, just being able to come back in the fourth quarter like that, is big for this team, because it's something we haven't been able to do in the past, and something that we are becoming more and more confident with. We saw statistics. Our coach Garfield showed a statistic the other day about our point differential per quarter. And there's some quarters that we need to get better at. We need to start faster and that kind of stuff. But when it came down to the fourth quarter, we're outscoring our opponents, 40 something to like 8. So we've just been able to finish games really well. And I feel like, to be able to do that, especially first game of the conference, is just going to be big for us when we start playing some closer games against some better opponents. So.
Well, Brian, you mentioned those comeback wins. Obviously, this past weekend, the big fourth quarter, 28-21 win over Swanee. You mentioned the Huntington game where you go and you win in overtime. What do wins, being able to come back like that in the second half, in the fourth quarter, what does that do for your confidence as you move down throughout the rest of the season?
Well, it's huge, especially when we're playing some good teams here coming up pretty quick, and it's kind of, there's emotional highs and emotional lows, and you have to be able to kind of keep pushing and keep grinding no matter what's happening. And so the fact that we've been able to do that, just gives the team confidence that, it doesn't matter if we get down early or, it's not looking too good at the moment, we're going to keep pushing and overall as a unit come together before it's over and come out with the win. So, it's big.
Finally, this weekend, another SCAC road test, as you'll be on the road traveling to Austin College. Just talk about your expectations heading into another SCAC matchup and what the keys will be for the Panthers to go down to Sherman, Texas, play good football, and get the result you're looking for.
I think probably one of the biggest keys is just not overlooking Austin. They've got a lot of talented players, and they've played a lot of good opponents so far. So the record may not be great, but it might be easier for us to kind of look ahead and think, okay, we're playing undefeated Center next and then undefeated Trinity after that. So it's going to be important for us to, really get focused on the game at hand.
senior defensive end in this week's SCAC Football Defensive Player of the Week, Brian Jackson of Birmingham Southern College. Brian, thanks again so much for your time. Congratulations again on the honor. Best of luck as you guys move forward throughout the rest of the year.
Thank you.